Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalid. We're holding three lines from the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amid Beis. At the end of the line where the Gemara begins, Itmar. Koisel Shebein Shtechat Tzeroi Shenofal. Truth of the matter is we had this case already yesterday. And now the Gemara continues in the same case but with different Mandiyamrim. Yesterday we had, was Boyer of Hoshia, about 10-12 lines from the bottom. And Rashi explained, what does that mean? Diurin haboyin b'shabes going koisel shebein shtei chatzere shenofel b'shabes. Dehainu diurayu hashta ki hadodi maushi yosru ze al ze. So this is really the same question, just being posed in different yeshivas with different mandiyamrim. The Gemara says, itmar koisel shebein shtei chatzere shenofel. There were two chatzeres next to each other. And there was a wall in between. Because there was a wall in between, they were not able to go and make an Erev. Because there was a wall. There was no Pesach in the wall. There was no Chaloin in the wall. They couldn't make a joint Erev. Okay, fine. So each one presumably made an Erev on its own. One, the Chatzar A made an Erev for themselves. Chatzar B made an Erev for themselves. And never the twain shall meet. And guess what happened? On Shabbos, unfortunately, the koisel came tumbling down. And all of a sudden, Chatzar A and Chatzar B have now merged, in fact, because there's no war, no longer a koisel, which is dividing between the two chatzers. Okay, so the question is, can we go and carry now on Shabbos? Until now we were able to carry, because each one had their own Erev, on the right and on the left. But now we have, like the Gemara said yesterday, a whole bunch of new diurin haboyin b'Shabbos. What do you mean, new diurin? Because now it's not just Chatzar A with the Chatzar A residence, it's now Chatzar A together with the Chatzar B residence. And it's no longer just Chatzar B with the Chatzar B residence, it's now Chatzar B together with the Chatzar A residence. Without the Koisel, it's one large Chatzar.
That's nice.
It's beautiful, it's unity, it's really, it's a Havas Yisrael, it really warms our hearts.
So each individual Chatzar did not have a boundary wall, it does had a wall that was dividing the two chatzeros.
Each one had machitzas, a room and a room. Each one had walls on all sides.
Okay.
That's not the issue. The issue over here is that because of that wall in between, the two chatzeros were not able to make a joint eruv. They were only able to make their own individual, independent eruvin, which is fine. And that worked for them for the last 25 years. The only problem was that Shabbos morning, boom, there was a tremendous earthquake, storm. I said earthquake and all I hear a lot of static in the back.
Hello.
Okay.
David Fishman, could you please mute your session? I think it's coming from you.
Yeah.
We're hearing a koil rash godoil. So if you can mute your, that would be great. Oh, now it's muted. Thank you very much. Shkoyach. Anyway, so once again, the koil came tumbling down. Now A and B are now all of a sudden merged. And can they continue carrying on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, Ein metalten boy ele bedalet amos. In each chatzer, you can only carry four amos. Meaning that the Erev that you had until now, unfortunately, no longer works. And therefore you get four amos. Why do you get four amos? Even if it's just a rabbim, you get four amos. Not that you're supposed to walk like a chil and carry. We're not talking about walking, we're talking about carrying. Not that you're supposed to carry even the Dalet Amos. But up to Dalet Amos, nevertheless, there is no Isur. Maybe Al Chotzi Shir, but otherwise there's no Isur less than Dalet Amos in Rosh Hashanah. So same thing over here. It's now merged together. It's become like, for instance, it might be a large Carmelis. Rashi says that each one is, it's Poritz Mimiluai Lemakama Asrla. Anyway, but bottom line is Rava says you can only get Dalet Amos. You don't get the full right to continue carrying from one end of the chatzar to the other end of the chatzar. But Shmuel says, no. What Shmuel means to say is, whatever they carried until now, they can keep on carrying from one end to the other, no problem. So now, before we continue, if you remember at the end of yesterday's shiur, Robert asked, why don't we even talk about the fact, why don't we talk about the fact that you can only carry within your own chatzar? Didn't we say that the loch is like Reb Shimon, that you can even carry mechatzar, lechatzar, 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 and the karfif, and the gag? So why are we stopping within one chatzer, according to Rav Dal Ramis, according to Shmuel, the entire chatzer, we should be talking about continuing to carry into the next chatzer, and to the next chatzer, and beyond. So in fact, in answering this question, both Rashi and Tosis asked the Kasha. Rashi says it's talking about Eina Chanami Itzaka like Reb Shimon, but remember, this is Rav speaking. And Rav says that even according to Reb Shimon, that you're allowed to go and carry. Mechatzer legag and gag lekarfiv and karfiv lemovi and movi to achsadra, etc., etc. That's all in a case where they didn't make an eruv. They didn't make an eruv in that chatzer, on that gag. Because if they made an eruv, then I have a gzeira. Shema, he's going to go and carry the mani debatim. Those kelim sheshavsu b'toicha chatzer, no problem. But the money that were inside the batim, meaning the chafetzim, the items that were in the house from Erev Shabbos, which the person validly and legally transferred from the house to the chotzer on Shabbos because he made an Erev, you know what happens? A person might by mistake go and take some of those kelim and carry them further into chotzer B, into chotzer C, and chotzer D. And even Reb Shimon said in our Mishnah, the only thing that you're allowed to go and carry, migag, migag, michotzer, lechotzer, mikarfiv, lekarfiv, is only those things which were shavsu betoicha chotzer at the time of Bein Hashmoshes, but not those items that were shoivis, babayis, Bein Hashmoshes. So therefore, Rav made a gzeira that even in a case where irvu, not even, in a case of irvu, Reb Shimon would say, don't carry now michotzer lechotzer, because I'm afraid that by accident he's going to go and carry some of those kelim sheshavsu b'toich habayis at the time of Bein Hashmoshes on Friday night. That's Rav's svar. As far as Shmuel is concerned, Rashi says at the top of the Amud, after all, remember, Shmuel holds that you are allowed to go and carry even if there was an Erev. I don't make this gzera. You're not allowed to carry the kelim sheshavs of Petoich HaBayis. That remains awesome. However, I made an Erev. I have tons of kelim sheshavs of Petoich HaBayis in my chotzer, and I leave them there. Brother Shai recommended the other day that we should put stickers on all of them. Just like you have stickers in some houses. Here it says cholov, and here it says basar, to show you different between fleishiks and milchiks, sinks, and this and that. Here, go and put on, these are kelim sheshavs of Petoich HaBayis, these are kelim sheshavs of Petoich HaChotzer. So, Shmuel is not gozer in Reb Shimon, and he holds it bein she'irvu, bein she'loi irvu. You're allowed to go and carry from chotzer lechotzer, not the kelim sheshavs of Petoich HaBayis, but other kelim, you're allowed to go and carry from chotzer lechotzer. So why Shmuel say you can only carry within the chotzer itself? Says Rashi, ein hachanami, that we're talking about b'klei habayis. If you look at the second line of the Rashi at the top, b'klei habayis ka'ama Shmuel. We're talking about the kelim shebabayis. There you can be metaltel from one end of the chotzer to the other end of the chotzer. Then you can go and carry on these kelim from chotzer A to chotzer B to chotzer C to chotzer D, and then throw in a couple of gagin and a couple of karfifin in between. You can go and carry from place to place throughout. So that's how the Gemara addresses how Rashi and Tosis, by the way, on the bottom of Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, says the same thing as Rashi. Ein betaltim ba'el ba'arbas, a short Tosis, b'kelim sheshov su b'bayis, l'rab shim. It's talking about the kelim that were shoivis b'bayis. It's a short little Tosis. You see here, third wide line, Brother Shai, I see you're looking for it. Third wide line on Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis. We've learned the entire Tosis from beginning to end. That ein betaltim ba'el ba'arba, talking about b'kelim sheshov su b'bayis, l'rab shim. They are fine. Now, what's the machlokes taka between Rav and Shmuel? Why does Rav say you are limited to Dal Ramis, and Shmuel says you can go and be metaltel at ikar machitza, meaning you can go and carry like you carried until now? Says Rashi, because Rav and Shmuel have a machlokes in what we said at the end of yesterday's plot, three lines from the bottom. Shabbos kivin shehutra hutra. Shmuel holds that since Friday night, you were able to go and carry in this entire chotzer from the entire 1,000 amas of this chotzer. Chotzer, large chotzer. You had to go and carry everywhere because there was a koisel. Even though the koisel fell down, makes no difference. You can keep on carrying the entire chotzer. Why? Kimen shehutra hutra. You take a snapshot of what took place at the time of Bnei Shmoshes. Bnei Shmoshes had a heter. That heter remains for the entire Shabbos. Rav, however, respectfully disagrees, and he doesn't hold of hutra, so even though it was taka mutter on Friday night. But if the koiso fell down, the facts have changed. Now the law has changed. You can no longer carry beyond Davar Amos.
So if there's a big storm, and they say the Erev is down, it would happen on Shabbos.
It would be totally in this type of shaila, yeah. Where the kibbutz hutra. Good. Halacha lemais, again, check out Shulchan Aruch and speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi, but the concepts are taka viskemar.
So according to Rav, the reason that you cannot carry
beyond Dalet Amos
is because?
Because
it's
even though it goes according to Reb Shimon, well, one second. Within that chotzer itself, the reason is because you do not say kivin shehutra hutra, so therefore there's no longer a wall. Now each chotzer looks at the other one and says, all these 500 people that didn't go and make an Erev together with us, they made their Erev, but not together with me. So there are oiser, and it's poritz v'miluay l'mokam o'asala. A is open to B is open to A, to all of these nefashis that didn't join in the Erev, so there's no Erev anymore. Erev platzed, you can no longer carry. You can carry 4 hours. According to Shmuel, you say, kim and shehutra hutra. I agree the Erev platzed, and I agree that the wall came tumbling down. As long as it was kosher Friday night at 6:03 at time of Ben Hishmashes, it's good for the rest of the Shabbos.
It's got nothing to do with the question of Reb Shimon.
No, so now the next question, the follow-up question is, what are you telling me you can only carry 4 amos in this chotzer? Since we paskin like Reb Shimon, even Rav paskin like Reb Shimon. So not only can you carry in this chotzer, you can go and carry into the next chotzer. Why are we limiting ourselves to 4 amos in chotzer A? You should be able to carry in B, C, D, E, and F. Says Rashi, because it's talking about that they made an Erev. If you make an Erev, says Rav, you made an Erev, then even according to Reb Shimon, you cannot carry from chotzer A to B and C, even without the wall coming down. Can't carry beyond your chutzah because I have that chashash. You might come to carry the money. The
matter where we have the parts below, that's all talking about. We'll say it's where they made an Erev. That's why it was usher. But in Akanami, any place where you have parts below, it won't be usher because Reb Shimon. Quite a few people part of Reb Shimon. You can go from
if there was no Erev in chutzah A. If there was no Erev in chutzah A.
All those gemaras we had after Rav Masechta, according to Reb Shimon. It's all only if they made an Erev.
Correct. But that leads you to the next question is, if they in fact didn't make an Erev, how do you have Kelim Sheshovsu B'toich HaChotzer
Nishim?
Because
he wore his head.
Kums of Esodot, as I said. Now we did a quick summary. Yeah, I see you're okay. On top of it. Zok Dimara, second line from the top of the Amid, V'hoder Rav Lav B'Ferish Itmar. It's not that Rav gave a shiur, and it says, okay, Rabbi, say, let's talk about the halacha of Koisu Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, but rather, we know the halacha of Rav based on a Maaseh Shehayah. What was the Maaseh Shehayah? The Klal Itma. The Rav and Shmuel Aviyavi Yasvi Bahu Chotzer. Rav and Shmuel were sitting together in a Chotzer. Nofel Guda the Beni Beni. The very issue that we're dealing with, this actually transpired. The wall came tumbling down. Amlu Shmuel. So Shmuel said quickly to his Talmidim, to his Shemosim, Shekoilu Glima Negiduba. Let's go and take a large cloth, like a cloak, usually a glima means like an outer coat, or a sheet, negidaba, and spread it out, and let's make now a makeshift mechitza here in this property. Adrin Rav li ape. Rav, when he saw that, he turned his face in the other direction. He didn't say anything, he turned his face in the other direction. Shmuel obviously sensed that Rav was not happy with this psak. Amalu Shmuel. I kopid abba. So Shmuel didn't speak to Rav. He didn't say Amale. Amalehu, he said to the Talmidim, Ikopet Abba, if Rav is makbin and he's not happy with this machitza, you know what? Shkoilu hamayinei bekotruba. Go and take his gartel and tie it down on the machitza to make it into a strong machitza. Doesn't say clearly what Shmuel's kavana was. Presumably what Shmuel says is that if Rav feels that this machitza doesn't do the trick, we can go and tie it down. In other words, it shouldn't flap in the wind back and forth. It's just like a sheet on a laundry line where it's just going back and forth. Go and tie it down, take his gartel and tie it down so that it remains taut and a good machitza. So that was the story. So Frank Dimara, I don't understand what's going on over here. Didn't we say a moment ago that Shmuel holds that even though the wall came tumbling down, you can continue carrying like you carried until now? So what do you need this machitza for? Well, the Shmuel Amaleha. Ha'omar zemetaltad ikr machitza, zemetaltad ikr machitza. And the top line of the Rashi said, at ikr machitza means kidamei yikara. like it was at the beginning of Shabbos. Damrinan hoil v'hutra hutra. So that being the case, what's the problem? What do we need a mechitza for? Everything more, you're right. Shmuel Ovid litzniyusa ba'alma. Shmuel didn't mean here a halach mechitza to be able to continue carrying in the chotzer. Rather, since Rav and Shmuel were learning together or eating together or whatever they were doing there in the chotzer, so we don't want this to be a free-for-all that everybody can look in and pay, look, Rav is now eating this, Shmuel is saying that, da-da-da. I'll sneer that they should have a certain degree of privacy and not that the whole world should see what's going on. Says Yimura, V'Rav, let me understand Rav. If Rav holds it, it's Osir. Now what would be the Isser involved over here? The Isser involved, says Rashi, is that the Sadin, this Gleema that they took to go and make the wall, guess what? It was at the other end of the Chotzer. And according to Rav, you're only allowed to be metaltal b'dal ramis. According to Shmuel, there's no problem. You can go all the way to the other end and bring it. But Rav, you cannot go and bring it. You can't go beyond the four amas. See, if that's what really Rav holds, and that's why he turned his face, lay. So why didn't he speak up and say, Shmuel, my very dear colleague, I love you tremendously, but I think you're making a mistake. Because I, Paskin, why didn't he say something? Everyone asked to Shmuel Hava. It was Shmuel's territory. He was the Ruv there in that town, in that whole region. And therefore, Rav didn't want to step on his toes. And he figured, joy. Whatever Shmuel Paskin, that's his town, his property, his region, his territory. I'm not going to go and get involved. So if he really holds that with total sincerity, and obviously he does, so why do you have to turn his face? He should have sat there, listening carefully to what's going on. Because had he not turned his face around, then people would, in later years, say, I was there. I remember distinctly that Rav and Shmuel were there together, and that Shmuel said, put up a machitza, and they dragged the talis from the other end of the chotzer, and Rav didn't say anything, and shtika kohido, he must have been masking. So therefore, he didn't want to make a protest or a machol, he just turned in the other direction.
We see historically that they were, interacted, it wasn't just that he was in his academy.
Oh, for sure, absolutely. Yeah, but the Gemara is like that too.
How much about you? How many times they spoke together?
But also, why don't we say it's a mechitza roi? Whether you can make a mechitza, whether you're allowed to make an olal roi.
So, Brother Shai asks an excellent question. He says, why don't we have an issue over here? If you're putting up the sheet, aren't you being boina oil on Shabbos? Right? That's your question. Anyway, this question was not only posed by your own Brother Shai. Tois has already asked this question early on our Masechta. If we turn back, you don't have an article. You have an article, Gemara.
The caller, always asked that question.
Ah, okay, he would ask about the hats with the 1-inch hat.
Yeah, but they used to say,
you get the same thing. Okay. Anyway, so, Toises and Daf, Mem Dalet Omed Aleph, Dibra Maskel Pekakach Aloin, he brings over there, that's what about Pekakach Aloin, where it says, Yenal Di Moisef Alabinyan, etc. Toises are halfway down.
Yeah.
Mem Dalet Omed Aleph.
Yeah.
Beperikol Akelem Peter Shekuntris, Tehai Chaloin Havalamala Begag, Avam Minat Sad, Loishayich Isir Oihel. When you're talking about making and closing up shutters in a window, the window was on skylight. It wasn't on the walls because on the tzad there's no Shayich Isir Oihel. Vehevi Raya Miperikol Agagos.
Ah.
Oh, our Gemara, can you believe it? Gabe Ravu Shemuel, the Haviyas, Behuchotzer, Nofel Guda, Ben Yubeni, Yom Shemuel, the Gudle Glima, Had Rav the Ape, Porch Shemuel, Lami Lamebet Hochi. I want to metaltal. Mishani Shmuel of Litznius Baalma. Mash Mishim Hoye Shmuel Oisel Taltal Kerav. If we would hold that it's Osir, Lehave Koshemidi. Hechishor Lemebenachi. How can you go and put up an oil? Alm Lechoshiv oil betfanis menat sad. Lechayr, we have a strong raya, says Toisvis, that the whole din of oil is only to make an oil on top of your heads, but not to go and separate between one person, another. In other words, not a vertical shmachitza is not an oil. It's got to be a horizontal. I'll give you the Gemara in a moment, Mendy. Over the heads. That's how Toises begins. Toises, however, brings in a whole bunch of other Gemaras, including the Gemara that we had about that they forgot the Sefer Torah and they put up an oil over the Sefer Torah to go and carry it from place to place. Anyway, to make a long story short, if you go to the first wide line, very wide line of the Tosis down below, the near the Rebbeinu Tam, you see in the middle of the line?
Yeah.
The minat tzad shayich asiyas oyel, the heichosh amachitza moyeles lihatir choshev asiyas oyel batchila. Okay, he depirs the sadinim. What Tosis says is that when do you say that you can have a vertical oyel just by putting up a machitza? That's only in a case where it's a machitza hamateres. It accomplishes something. Mm-hmm. And therefore, in our Gemara, if this machitza would allow you to go and carry, that would be awesome, because you're really doing a dover choshev, so that has a shame of an oyel. But if you're just doing it for tznias ba'alma, it's really nothing. You put it up temporarily, you're going to take it down. It doesn't have a din of an oyel hamateres, a machitza hamateres, and therefore, lav shmei. So, we have two good reasons why to answer Brother Shai's question. The reason why you're allowed to put up this glima on Shabbos and you don't have to worry about making an oil. Either number one is because oil is only shayach if you have something on top of you, like a roof or a ceiling, but not if you have a wall on the side, a vertical wall. That's not called an oil. And then Tosis says, you could have a case of an oil even with a machitza, but it has to be machitza materis that accomplishes something halachically. It's just if it sneers because you want the shade, it's very hot, or because you don't want everybody peeking in and you want to have a little bit of privacy, then when would it be an oil? If it would have permitted you to carry from one end to the other, that's already different. Chitza Materes is an oil. On to the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. You have a chotzer that unfortunately broke open to Shusarab. In other words, one of the four walls of the chotzer broke as a result of a storm, as a result of an earthquake, whatever it was, it fell down, and now it's open to Shusarab. Says Rebbe Lezer, this chotzer now becomes Ashtik Rishusarab. It has the status of Rishusarab. And therefore, Hamachnes Mitoichol Rishusayachit, if somebody were to carry Chafetzim from that chotzer into Rishusayachit, or Rishusayachit Litoicha Chayiv. What means chayiv? Chayiv means that if you did it b'shogeg, you'd have to bring a karm chatos. So therefore, Reb Lezer really feels strongly. This is not just a question of it osur. No, you're chayiv. The chotzer that until now, that for years, was a rishus hayochid, or if it was mukaf shaloy l'shem dira, and it was more than a base asayim, it would have a din of a karmelis. No, because it's chotzer shenifet shesarabim, it now has a status of shesarabim. If you carry from shesayochid over where the chotzer, where the wall used to be, into the chotzer, boom, you have to go and bring a karm chatzis. If you had edim v'hasra, chulina, the person could go and get skila. Wow, tivrei blessed. That's a tremendous chiddush. We're going to talk about this more in the Gemara shortly. V'chachamim oimrim, na. V'toicha l'shesarabim, v'shesarabim v'toicha. It's potter, as a status of a karmus. Now Rashi points out that even the chacham that say potter, they don't say it's mutter. They say that it's potter aval osur. Why is it potter aval osur? Because even if you assume that until now, this chotzer had a status of shusay yachid, but no longer, because it's now potter of shusay rabman as a status of a karmelis. You now have to carry from a karmelis to shusay yachid, or shusay yachid the karmelis. So it's not an issa diraisa, it's not a shusay rabim, but as karmelis, it's a din, an issa drabonin, because it's shusay yachid to a karmelis. This is very hard to understand. Frank Dimar Rabbelezim, Shim the Nifet of shusay rabim, Havilah shusay rabim. Does that make sense? This has been a private chotzer for the last 100 years, because one wall fell down, all of a sudden becomes now Rishus HaRabim. That's a difficult concept. Everything more end. Reb Lezer Letame Desanya, Reb Yudai Mishim Reb Lezer, Rabim Shebirulu, Derech Li'atzman Ma Shebiru Biru. What the Gemara is telling us is that according to Reb Lezer, we're missing some key facts in the Mishnah. The key facts in the Mishnah is it's not just that the wall of the chotzer fell down, but that now the rabbin began to use it as a shortcut or as a route when they wanted to go and travel. Because this wall has fallen down, everybody is walking on it now. So it's taka been converted into a rishus harabim. And according to this pshat, and according to also there's going to be a second pshat in the Gemara, We're not talking about the entire chatzer getting a din of shusharam. The entire chatzer has a din of a karmelis. We're just talking about the mokum mechitza, where the mechitza was previously, which came tumbling down. That has the status of shusharam. You know why? Because the shusharam started walking on it. Like the Gemara says, Reblezer the Tame, Reblezer Mishim Reblezer, Yudah Mishim Reblezer, Rabim Shabiru Derech La'atzman. If the Rabim went and chose a Derech for themselves, Ma Shabiru Biru, what they chose, they chose. Now, this is a very strange Lashon. L'choira, aren't we talking about private property? People have a right, just because the wall came tumbling down, okay, now it's Hefker, let's go and choose for ourselves a right of way. Zok to Gemara, Tak, it's not so simple. So to Gemara, Eini, when did Rabbi Lezer say, Ma Shabiru Biru, Vom Rav Gidlam Rav, V'usha Abdelhem Derech, Bo'isis Sada. Oh, years and years ago, everybody knows that there was a shortcut going through Tom Smith's field. And people used that shortcut for many, many, many years. And then guess what happened? There was Cholila v'chas, it was a pandemic. Nobody went and left their homes for a year because it was a ganze quarantine. People were afraid to walk outside. So, nobody... Sorry?
Not in Williamsburg.
Not in Williamsburg, yeah. And therefore what happened was that this whole soda was now not being properly tendered to. And in fact, one of the walls came tumbling down. Oh, we left out one thing. So for years and years, the people were able to walk through Tom Smith's field. Then Tom Smith, one day, he built up a wall, and people weren't able to get through the field anymore. People were kind of upset, and they complained. But Tom Smith said, take me to court, and we'll talk about it then. Anyway, bottom line is they were not able to go and use that shortcut for a period of a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. And Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, the wall came tumbling down, and the Rabbim said, self-help remedies. We're not going to go to police. We're not going to go to court. We're just going to go and reinstate that old route that we had for so many years. Now, where exactly was that route? Not sure. It could have been, it was to the right. Could have been to the left. Maybe it was in the front, in the back, this side. Blah, 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 blah. So that's the Lashon of Biru Lahem that they decided. Since we don't know exactly which one, you know what? Let's go and take, we'll all unanimously, since this mechitza fell down, we'll use that place in the mechitza, we're going to use that as the shortcut. See, if you look at the Rashi, in right after the Mishnah, right, it's about a third down the Amud, where it says, Gemara, says Rashi, Shabiru derech la'atzman besoda achas, they chose a path, ma shabiru biru, ben rishoy legoidra, and he's not allowed to go and put the mechitza up and take away that property from them. Al makanula. They, the rabbim were koina. How could you do that? Said Rav, she'ovlen derech boi, says Sada Zakrashi. She'hoyelehen derech boi. They had a root. Everybody knows there was a root. Ve'ini yedua, but now they don't remember. It's been a while, a long time, and nobody remembers. Ibetzvoinoi, ibedroimoi. Birlen achas menaruches, they said, you know what? Since the mechitza fell down, now we're going to go and choose one of the sides. And they chose that side, this side, boom! And they're now using it. Now it's been converted into Rishus HaRabim. Frank Timara, that's very nice pshat in Rav Lezer. But what about in our Mishnah? You're saying that that's what our Mishnah is talking about. And that's why it got converted into Rishus HaRabim. Not the whole Chatzar, but just that sliver that they have taken away and now have reinstated the old root that they had years ago. And Mokem Machitza Machloikis. Rabbi Chanina, when he was learning this Mishnah, he said that the Machloikis and the Mishnah between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, Legabi, whether it has a status of Rishus HaRabim, the status of a Karmelis, they were arguing Ad Mokem Machitza. And Mokem Machitza means the entire property. Like the Rashi said at the top of the Omer, Ad Ikr Machitza, the entire property from which one Machitza fell down, until all the other Machitzas, which could have been 100 Amos away, 1,000 Amos away. So it doesn't sound like they're only arguing about one sliver. It sounds like they're arguing about the entire property. Everything Gemara, you know what? It's not ad makom mechitza, al makom mechitza machloikis. The machloikis between Reb Lez and the Chachamim is only focused on the makom mechitza alone, not the rest. The rest of the property, everybody agrees, has the status of a karmelis. There, it would only be poter aval osur, like the Chachamim say. On that path that the Rabbim has now Bir L'Atzman to replace and reinstate that old root of yore. Ah! al makim machitza. Only with respect to that is there machlekes. So, bottom line, Rabbeisai, we started off saying, how is it possible Rabbi Lezer should go and say it's talking about that it should have a status of Rishus HaRavim just because one wall fell down? Oh, it's talking about that this wall hid a previously well-known root. We don't remember where the root was anymore because they have now, it's now overgrown with vegetation and trees and crops and this and that. So the Rabbim said, we're taking it back. Now that they took it back, it has the status of Rishus HaRavim, and therefore that piece is Rishus HaRavim. If you were to carry from Rishus HaYochid into it, you'd be chayiv a korb mechatas b'shogeg. I have a brand new pshat. The new brand new pshat is very similar to the first pshat. Again, the machitza fell down, and people are starting to walk on that place. Not that people intentionally want to violate the rights of Tom Smith, who owns this property. But it's very simple. There are days when there's a lot of foot traffic out there in the Rishus HaRavim, so people expand in both directions. If you have not enough room on the sidewalk, you walk on the street. If you don't have enough room on the street, then you have to go in between the cars, and you know, you do the best you can to get from place to place. So the Rishus HaRavim was nice and wide, but it wasn't wide enough. And therefore, this house and this chotzer were adjacent to Rishus HaRavim, and presumably because of a lot of the foot traffic, maybe that was the reason. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Doesn't make a difference. But the point is that the wall fell down, and people are now walking on that side over there. That's what we call Tzid Rishus HaRavim. What's the status of Tzid Rishus HaRavim? Is that considered to be, well, it's private property? But on the other hand, people are walking on it. Is Rishus HaRavim not Rishus HaRavim? Says Reb Lezer, if people are walking on it, it has a din of Tzid Rishus HaRavim. Whether or not it's proper for the people to walk on it or not is not the issue. The issue is that people are walking on it. We have this frequently in Muncie, for instance, where many of the streets, there are no sidewalks. It's just roads. And right next to the road, next to the street or avenue, you have a chotzer, you have the person's front yard, or you have the person's backyard, whatever, depending how the home is situated. And you can't walk on the street the whole time because your car's going back and forth. So when you see a car, some people naturally walk on the side, on that person's lawn, and on that person's backyard or front yard. But that's considered to be the normal derech. So I don't think anybody has raised any halachic issues. But if you think that there is a halachic issue, again, speak to your competent Orthodox rabbis. But this is a common occurrence. There are people walking on the, nobody's going to walk all the way up to the guy's house. You're only going to walk on those 5 inches.
Trespassing.
Yeah, exactly. So you're only walking on the 5 or 6 or 7 inches next to the road to avoid the cars. And everybody does that because otherwise it's a sakana to walk on the road. And presumably there's either an explicit or implicit encumbrance or right of way for all people that are walking up and down the streets. And when a car comes and you can go on that person's lawn, only again, only 3, 4, 5 inches. We're not talking about going deep into the lawn. Anyways, this is what we call Tzid Rishus HaRavim. Says Reb Elezer, those few inches, those Tzid Rishus HaRavim, guess what? That has a din of Rishus HaRavim. And therefore, where the Chotish Shenivritza, where that wall fell down, that people have now started walking there. You know, if the person would quickly put the wall back up, that would be great. But he didn't. And people are now walking there on that side, says the din of Tzid Rishus HaRavim. And Tzid Rishus HaRavim, Kirishus HaRavim Damu. What's the difference between the first pshat and the second pshat? Only difference is whether or not there was previously a right of way that was lost over the years. If you look at the top toisis, again, we're learning an entire toisis from beginning to end, the first line. We're not talking about like the first pshat, that there was a right of way that was lost over the years. No. Simply, the mechitza fell down. Everybody's walking over there because of the foot traffic, which was very, very heavy in Rishus HaRavim. Once you start walking on it, the Tzid Rishus HaRavim get a status of Rishus HaRavim. That's a contra blessing. But the Rabbanan disagree. Rabbanan Savri, Tzid Rishus HaRavim, Lavi Rishus HaRavim Dama. So it's very easy machlokes. Frank Dimara. If you're telling me that the concepts and the principles over here are whether or not once the mechitza falls down, this has the status of Tzid Rishus HaRavim, so why don't we just talk in general? Anytime you have Tzid Rishus HaRavim, properties that abut or adjacent to the Rishus HaRavim, where occasionally people will walk on the edges of the property because of traffic, like we said before. So that's the machlokes. Is that Rishus HaRavim? Not Rishus HaRavim. Why do we have to talk about falling machitzes? If we would argue generically by regular case of tzidur shesaram, have a meaning kipliger abon a leader blazer hani mili echad the ikah chifufi, avle echad leki chifufi ema moidalei. What are chifufi? Not to be confused with gifufi. Gifufi, remember we had extensively yesterday and the day before. Those are the two so-called doorposts on the two sides of the chotzek tana. Right, you had extending the walls on the right and the left. Those are called gifufi. This is chifufi. Chifufi is obstacles which are placed in the Rishus Rabin, not far from the house, to make sure that the foot traffic doesn't go beyond those chifufi. You have that, unfortunately, many, many buildings today here in Manhattan, where because of the terrorist attacks back in the 2001, etc., etc., then all the buildings got afraid. Chas v'shalom, somebody's going to go into a truck and drive the truck straight into the building, and who knows what? Chuli, just like the terrorist attacks.
Yeah, they put up barricades.
Barriers, boulders, obstacle course, hurdles, any other synonyms that we can think of. Good. So they put up these barriers and barricades. Good. And they put them, of course, into the ground, so people shouldn't be able to go beyond that. So they did the same thing in the good old days, too. You think this is something, Ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shamash. So they put up also these...
Chifufe could also mean wash?
Sorry, once again?
Chifufe could also mean wash?
Not in this case.
Okay.
The reason why you're saying chifufe means wash is because chaf means to go and rub. So when you're washing things, you're rubbing it up and down the rubbing board.
Here, it's a rosh.
Exactly. Here people are rubbing against these barricades or barriers. Yes, somebody said something?
The word is bollard, B-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Yes, bollard is a barrier.
Semi-hemispherical thing in front of buildings.
Okay, very good. So bollard, very good. Shkoyach. So we learned some new words. So the bollards or the chifufi, people put them up in front of their buildings so that it prevents the cars, the caravans, the carriages, the wagons, the horses, the donkeys, etc., from getting too close to the house. And that's why you put up these chifufi. Occasionally, when there's a lot of heavy foot traffic, so some people are going to walk in between those bollards or climb over them or whatever, to be able to go and walk on the sides of the Rishus Rabin between the bollards and between the houses. This is the bona fide, this is the classic Tzidur Shus Rab. Says the Gemara, if that would be the Machloikis, and the Rabbanon would go and say, in that case, that Tzidur Shus Rab does not have the status of Shus Rab, I understand why. Because afterwards they put up those bollards to prevent people from walking and then rubbing against the houses and causing damage and breakage, etc. And therefore, if occasionally people do walk over there, that's not Rosh Hashanah, that's considered to be a karmus. But over here, Avlehechen, our case, where the chotzer was abutting the Rosh Hashanah, there were no chifufi, there were no bollards over there. Because worse comes to worse, somebody walks on the lawn or something, it's not the end of the world. It's different than if the caravan or if the carriage hits against the wall of a house where it could cause physical damage. Here, worse comes to worse. It goes over a little bit over the edge. So here, besides the fact that over here, in fact, there was a machitza, there was a wall around this chatzah. Unfortunately, that wall fell down. So therefore, there was no chifufi over here. Same way, I would think that maybe in this case, the Rabbanan say, if the wall came tumbling down, and they did not immediately replace it, and now people are walking in that area, so it's no longer just Tzidur Shus Rabin, now becomes a real Shus Rabin. And I would think even the Chacham would be moide, kamash bolon. No, the Chacham are not moide. Frank Dimara. All these, both Pshatim are beautiful Pshatim. There's only one problem. And that is, notice that the Mishnah, both Reb Elezer and the Chachamim, use the expression, Hamachnis mitoicha. The Chachamim oimrim, mitoicha l'rishus Rabin. Now, what means mitoicha? Mitoicha gives you the sense of in the middle of a larger property. According to the two Pshatim, nobody carried mitoicha. If you carried mitoicha, everybody would agree that it's potter avol oser. It's a karmelis. It's only the beginning, where the machitza was, where either according to the first pshat because obdul henderech, or according to the second pshat it's tzidur shesarabim. But it's all that sliver. It's that foot, half a foot, 2 feet, but not the entire chotzer. And it says mitoicha. That sounds like deep into the recesses of the chotzer. And the Gemara's kashmir mitoicha kamer is going on the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama that said mitoicha. So if you want, I did yom rabbanu mitoicha, omer you nami mitoicha. In a chanami, Rebbe Lezer shouldn't have used the word mitoicha, but since Rabbanan did, he also threw in the word mitoicha. Pray tomorrow of Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say mitoicha? Rabbanan omar. Because the Rabbanan are saying, omer Rebbe Lezer tinushus rabban, umahadrule inu mitoicha. So the Gemara is asking, this is part of the kasha. I don't understand the Rabbanan. Since the Rabbanan presumably understood what Rebbe Lezer was talking about. So for instance, according to the second shot, Rebbe Lezer said that the reason why it has a din of Rishus Rabbim is because of the new status of Tzir Rishus Rabbim. So the Chum, I'm sure, heard that loudly and clearly. So why are they talking about Mitoicha? They should have asked about the Tzir Rishus Rabbim. Everything Mahakik Amr Li Rabbanan Rebbe Lezer. The Rabbanan are now speaking to Rebbe Lezer and they're saying, Me like a moidis lan, hecha de tiltel me teicha, Rishisram. Rishisram le teicha de potter. You, Reb Lezer, also concede that if you go beyond that first foot or two, and you go deeper into the chotzer, and you carry from the Rishisiyachit into the depths of that chotzer, you agree that it's potter of a loser, because it's a karmelis. Make sure you karmelis. So that first sliver, that first 5 inches, that first foot or two, same thing, come on. Is there really a difference between one and the other? So that's why they said mitoicha, because they're asking in rhetorical fashion. You agree with us in the mitoicha case, so you should agree with us in that front piece too. For Blezer says, sorry, I respectfully disagree. As you get deeper into the chotzer, you're right. Nobody's walking over there. Nobody wouldn't think to walk. It's private property. A bahacha here where the machitza fell down. People now, by human nature, they expand the Rishus Rabbim. People are walking there now. It has a new status of Tzir Rishus Rabbim. Tzir Rishus Rabbim is Rishus Rabbim. If you carry from the Shusayachid into that Tzir Rishus Rabbim, says Reb Lezer, you're going to be chayiv, a karbon chatos. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Very gishmak. The Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara, we've had already these portions of this Mishnah already before, and it's all quite straightforward. It says the Mishnah, Chotzer Shenifritz Rishus Rabbim, Mishtei Ruchoyseh. Again, Rashi says they're talking about the Shabbos. The Chotzer unfortunately broke on Shabbos. And it broke open to Rishus Rabbim. And it didn't just break open on one side, but Mishtei Ruchoyseh. Now, Parshat Shabbos Mishtei Ruchoyseh means that there was this huge hurricane, a huge storm, and it blew a hole through the entire chotzer from beginning to end. So therefore what happened is both the northern wall fell down as well as the southern wall fell down. So you only have these two walls on the two sides. And it doesn't mean necessarily that the entire wall fell down. Nifritza is not like Nofla like we had the Gemara before. So there's a major pirtza in the wall. Whether that pirtza was 10 amis, less than 10 amis, more than 10 amis, we're going to discuss shortly in the Gemara. But there was a major pirtza on both sides, the northern side and the southern side. Or, let's make it much worse, not a chotzer. Bayis, nebuch, rachman litzlan, a person has a home, a major, major storm, a major hurricane, a major tornado. Shenifritz mishtei ruchoysev, it blew a hole through the entire house, from north to south. And therefore, it blew a hole in the wall on the northern end and on the southern end. It's now nifrat on both ends. Or, you had a movi where the koira came down, or the lechi came down. Mutarim bi'oisoi Shabbos. Vasurim li'osad lovei divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no question about it, that since now you have these two major holes in the wall of the chotzer, of the bayis, the movi, the lechi, the koira fell down for next Shabbos and the next Shabbos and the next Shabbos until you fix the situation, it's asur. You have a pirtz on both sides. There's no lechi, the koira anymore for this movi. Awesome. This particular Shabbos, it's mutter, and the svara is again lechoira, kimen shehutra, hutra. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Aymer, Rabbi Yossi says, if it's mutter for this Shabbos, it's always mutter. If it's going to be also next Shabbos, it's also this Shabbos as well. What's the svar of Rabbi Yossi? So, as we'll see tomorrow in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi holds like the second tzad that since it's going to be also next Shabbos, it's also already this Shabbos. I What about Hutra Hutra? Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the din of Hutra Hutra. So the same machloikas that we had at the outset of the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, whether you hold Hutra Hutra or not, that's the same machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, we got a problem, but the problem I'm going to deal with next week, this week, even Shehutra, since at the beginning of Shabbos there was no storm on the horizon, it was kosher, it remains kosher, I can go and carry the entire Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi disagrees. So why are Rav and Shmuel, which are Amiroim, arguing in the Machloikis of Tanoim of the Mishnah? Anyway, Rabbi Yossi, that was the Gemara back on Daf Yud Zayin, and the Gemara over there distinguished between a case where new diurim, old diurim, new mechitzas, old mechitzas. Anyway, the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, in fact, asks L'choira, Rav and Shmuel, aren't they the same as Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah? Ayin Shum, look back on Daf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara goes into this in greater detail. But getting back to our Gemara now. Our Gemara first wants to know, Rabbi Yossi, what are the facts? What was the size of this pirtza? Chatashenifritza. How large was the hole? The Ma'iskin, even the essay you're talking about, it was up to 10 amas wide. Maishna ruach achas. Maishna mei ruach achas. The amr pischehu, mishtei ruchais nami pischehu. We've had a rule from the very beginning of the Masechta, in fact, from the very first Mishnah, that if you have a Pesach up to and including 10 amos, it's a Pesach. It does not undermine the integrity and the halachic status of a wall, because every wall is expected to have a Pesach. If you have mechitzas on all four sides of a house, or all four sides of a chatzar, and there is no opening, then there's no way to get into your house or into your chatzar. I mean, that's ridiculous. You have to be able to get in, otherwise what's the value of having a house that's locked at all times that you can never get in? So there has to be a Pesach. Okay, but how wide is the Pesach? Up to and including 10 amos, it's a Pesach, and that doesn't undermine the status of the wall, the mechitza, in which that Pesach stands.
The Pesach could be either a wall, a door, or a window.
Exactly as you say. It doesn't even have to be a door. It can just be an open passageway. Exactly right. But only until 10. When it gets more than 10, that's called a pirtza, because a Pesach would not be more than 10. It's a pirtza, and that already undermines the wall. And what you have to do then is, you have to go and narrow the Pesach so that it's only up to 10, but not beyond 10. So now the Gemara asks, our Mishnah is very, very emphatic and very dramatic. We're talking about a major disaster, that both walls have major pirtzois on both sides, of a house, of a chotzer, etc. So for the Gemara, why do we have to talk about both walls? Just talk about one wall. If you're talking about that it's up to 10, but not more than 10, which is just a Pesach, that wouldn't be an issue. That would be a poshet that, fine, you still have your four walls, you have a pirtza up to 10, no problem. It's still kusha b'yushik, carry as much as you want, no problem. If that's the case, nami. So what difference does it make that it's on one side or both sides? For that matter, you could have on all four sides, you could have psachim. Just like Avraham Avinu that had doors open on all four sides, Vachnosas Archim. No problem having doors. If each one is up to, but not over 10 Amis, no problem. Everything is great. So what's the problem here? Ela L'choyre Muzmin of Zog Nesoma B'yasem Yasser. That in fact the Pirtza was more than 10 Amis. If it's more than 10 Amis, so that undermines the whole wall. It's as if there's no wall left. So you don't have to talk about two ruchais. That wall came tumbling down. There's no wall left. We don't have to talk about shtei ruchais. Amarav the oilam b'aser is talking about, in fact, that it was up to and including 10, but not more than 10. And then normally it would be a Pesach. But it's going shenifrit b'keren zavius. The pesach b'keren zavius le'av the inchi. We had a mistake all along. When we started the Mishnah, we said Nifritza Mishtei Ruchais, that the northern wall and the southern wall. No. It's talking about that the northern wall and the eastern wall, or the northern wall and the western wall, where the two walls meet in the northeastern or the northwestern corner. There, unfortunately, a storm came and wiped away a whole corner of the chatzar or a corner of the house. How wide was the opening? The opening was only 10 amos. Make it easy. 9.9 amos. So that's not a pesach. So that's a pesach. So everything should be fine. Oh, no, no. The chiddush of our Mishnah is, if it was in the middle of a regular wall, smack in the middle, it gets, that's a pesach. But not in a Keren Zavius. Why not in a Keren Zavius? Says Imar, because the pesach of a Keren Zavius is Avdi Inchi. A normal person doesn't go and make a doorway in a corner of a house. You make a doorway in the middle of the northern side, the southern side, to the right, to the left, but not in the corner. That's so strange. So therefore, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. When it's poritz mishtei ruchoisa, meaning in the form of a corner, oh, even though it was only eser and not yeser mi eser, does they stop pirtza? Why isn't it a Pesach? It was only 10 amis, 9.9 amis. What's the problem? That's not called a Pesach because Pesach becomes obviously Avdi Inchi. So that's the chiddush
of the location of the Pesach.
Of course, of the location, right. It's not only the width of the Pesach, but also the location. In real estate, it's all location, location, location. Now, the Gemara starts off the same kasha with bias, and we're going to come up with the same teretz again. Again, Frank Gemara, Maishna meruach achas. What happens if it would only be nifrat from one side? And here, even if it's nifrat l'choira more than 10 amos, it wouldn't be a problem, because if you're talking about a bias as opposed to just four machitzos, four walls, you're talking about a bias that has a roof on top of it. We have one of those famous Talmudic Erevin concepts, principles called Pitikra Yoyred Vesoysen. Aha. So if unfortunately the whole facade, the whole front of the house comes down because of the storm, but you still see the ceiling and you still see the roof, then halachically there is a wall, there's a virtual wall, that wall that comes down, pitikra yoyed v'soysim. So therefore there wouldn't be an issue, and that's why our Mishnah says, oh, mishtei ruchais. But for Eitimar, mishtei ruchais, not mean lema, pitikra yoyed v'soysim. Just like the northern wall fell down, and you say pitikra, the southern wall fell down, you say pitikra. Why can't you go and carry within the confines of this house? What's the problem? Amri devei rav, mishmei de rav, same terrors as before, kigon shenifretz bekeren zavius. Oh, a corner of the house fell off. It wasn't northern and southern. It was the northeastern or northwestern corners that came off. Oh, so why don't we say now also that the pitikr yoyed v'soysim, to go and close up that hole? Says Yom, because kiruyay ba'alachsoin. What means ba'alachsoin? Says Rashi. Rashi says often throughout our Masechta that in the good old days, the roofs were typically flat, not coming down in an angular way. For instance, here in Manhattan, most of the apartment buildings are all flat on top. However, if you see the private townhouses, if they're shorter, and certainly if you go out into the country or into other communities, you see typically that the roofs are with a slanty, at a pitch, okay, if that's the correct term. Maybe at a bollard, no, that's something else. No, no,
chuli, chas v'shalom. It's bollard with an O.
With an O, yeah, bollard.
Bollard,
good. So here's, that's how David also said it's spelled with an O. The question is how you pronounce it. Because women is also spelled with an O, but you don't pronounce it woman. Okay, anyway, it doesn't make a difference. But getting back to Gigoyin Shinifrat, V'keren Zobius, V'kiruya Be'alachsayn. The roof was slanty. Since the roof was slanty, the only time you say pitikra yoyed v'soysim is if the roof was flat. So then the koros, which are at the top, the beams, then we deem them as if the koros are coming down with a magical virtual curtain. However, if they're at a slant, then you don't say the din of pitikra yoyed v'soysim. That's how Rashi learns, and therefore says Rashi that this is kegagididon. These were like our roofs, says Rashi, where we have it as a slant, which is a rarity in our Masechta, because usually all of the roofs were flat. Tosis, however, disagrees with Rashi and says, no, the Alachson over here has a different interpretation. When do I say that Pitikra Yoyed V'soysim, you constructed the property with chvais 25 beams all parallel to one another, forming your roof or forming the base of your roof and your ceiling? So Nebuch, one of the facades, one of the sides of the walls fell down. Fine. So look at that outer korah which is sticking out as if it comes down, the pitikra yoyed v'soysim. Over here, however, we don't have these nice flat beams anymore, because the wind or the storm has never cut through the beams, so now the tips of the beams have been cut off. So now what you have is the half beams, or beams have been cut, a kitty corner type of thing. It's not not cut perpendicular, but at a slant, right? That's how the storm cut off the tops of those koirois in the corner. In this case, you don't have a p-tikra, because it's no longer the original tikra. The tikra, that koira that's remaining, doesn't go all the way to the end. It's only, you know, three quarters. Part of it was cut off. That's the alachsan that we're talking about. Then you don't say p-tikra. Okay. Zog the imar derek, the main p-tikra
already besides. Why do we need both? Why do we, if we just said it's the care and zog, it should be sufficient. Why do we need both? I mean, we say people don't make a pesach.
That's Rav's pshat. Right, that was the top line of the Gemara, the Pischa Bekerenz, obviously Avdi Inchi.
Right.
Shmuel, however, said that the issue over here is not the Avdi Inchi, the Avdi Inchi. The issue over here is... I'm sorry. We're not up to Shmuel yet. We're talking, according to Rav. Until now, Rav was talking about a Chotzer. Now we're talking about a bias. The problem with the bias is, regardless of the dimensions of a Pesach or a Pirzah, let's assume that the entire front of the house fell down, which was wider than 10 Amos. Wow! Ein lecha Pirzah gedoyla mizu! Would you say now that it has a status of Shesarabim or a status of a Karmelis? Yeah. The answer is no. Because you have the P'tikra Yari B'Soysim. So you have the P'tikra Yari B'Soysim both on the front. So you should have a P'tikra Yari B'Soysim also on the back. If you're talking about Pirzah B'Shtei Ruchesel, says, no, we're not talking about front and back, we're talking about the northeastern corner. Yeah. The northeastern corner, that all fell away. So, fine, it fell away. Your Pesach, Nishka Pesach, but say out P'tikra Yor V'Soysen, that should go and close up the hole. The virtual wall should come down. See, both Rashi and Tosfos says, here you don't say virtual walls. Why? Rashi says either because it's a slanty roof, or Tosfos says because you don't have the normal tikra left, you only have the slanty cut-up tikras, and that's why you don't say it.
So Karen Zavis doesn't make a problem. It's not a problem then.
Well, it's the Karen Zavis that caused the problem in not allowing for the p'tikra.
Right.
Without the Karen Zavis, if it would be in the front or the back or the sides, p'tikra Yor V'Soysen. Right. The fact that it happens to be a Karen Zavis, that destroys the concept of the p'tikra Yor V'Soysen.
But if the p'tikra is not to do with Karen Zavis, it's just that there's no p'tikra. It's nothing to do anymore with the Karen Zavis. We say that either according to Tosfos, you don't have a p'tikra there.
Right.
According to
Rashi, because it's slanty. Yeah.
So not, why do we care where it was positioned? If it could be, if it's more than 10, we don't say p'tikra.
Okay, so Parsha Pshat is that, in fact, we're going to deal with this in Miachim tomorrow. If you look all the way in the bottom of the Yomud, the last four lines, b'yaseh kol yam aloi pligi, that it works, ki pligi b'yaseh m'yaseh, v'dik yamri b'yaseh kol yam aloi pligi, pligi b'yaseh. So that's going to be mentioned in tomorrow's discussion. But at the moment, the Gemara is not distinguishing between more than Esther, less than Esther. The Gemara assumes that even if the entire wall came down, which was 20 amas wide, 50 amas wide, 100 amas wide, p'tikra would save the situation. So it should save it both in the front and the back. The problem is, it's talking about lachsoin, or it's talking about Bekeren's obvious, but lachsoin, and therefore you don't say p'tikra under these circumstances, either because it's slanty, or because you don't have normal vertical or horizontal beams, but you have now side beams, not the side beam, you cut into the side of the beam, and you don't say p'tikra. Shmuel Amar Evan, brand new pshat. It's talking about that the hole in the wall was more than 10. So what do you have to talk about? Two sides. Even on one side, if it broke open, and we're starting it from the beginning, by the chotzer. The chotzer, Shmuel says, it's talking about even more than Eser. If it's more than Eser, it's even Miruach Achas. Once it breaks through, you don't have a Pesach if it's more than Eser. So it's a Pirzah. It should be also to carry in the chotzer because of one side. What do you have to talk about? Two sides. So Dimori, you're right. The reason why we talk about two sides, Mishum Bias. In the case of Chotzer, we could have said one side. Al Zbayis, we had to say two sides. Vei Dimori, Ubayis Kuvei Tikshi. Ask the same kasha by the bias. Ma'ishna miruach achas. Even though it's yeser mi eser, you're saying it would be kosher. The yomri p'tikra yoyed v'soysim, and you wouldn't have an issue. It would still be a proper issue. So yochad a regular bias. So mi beis ruchin nami name p'tikra yoyed v'soysim. Say the same thing by two ruchais. What's the difference? V'su, and I have another kasha. Mi isle the Shmuel p'tikra yoyed v'soysim. Does Shmuel hold even by one side p'tikra yoyed v'soysim? V'itmar. What happens if you have an achsadra bika? Achsadra is a portico or a gazebo. What is a portico, a gazebo? Basically what it means, like a chuppah, that you have four poles, and on top of it you have some sort of chuppah on top, a canopy, but there are no walls to this achsadra. Just you have the cover and the four pillars holding it up. If you want, similar to an open porch. You come to a lot of country homes where you see that an open porch, you just have the pillars in the corners holding up the roof on top, but there are no walls. You see straight into the person's house if the doors are open. Okay, so what's the din by achsadra bika? Rav oma mutal talta bekula. You're allowed to go and carry on that entire portico, the entire gazebo. Why? Because pitikar yari besoysim. There are four virtual walls on all four sides. Ushmul amar eima taltim bo ele bedal ramis. You don't have any walls. Do you see any walls? I don't see any walls. So it's good. She doesn't hope pitikar. If that's the case, getting back to our Mishnah, why does Shmuel say that it's talking about, why does the Mishnah say we're talking about two walls? Fine. It's appeared to yes and meyeser. What do you have to have two walls, even on one wall? So he said, well, one wall be pitikar yari v'soysim. Shmuel doesn't hold a pitikar yari v'soysim. You see, by the gazebo, he says, he can only carry dalet amos. Everything more holy kasha, that second kasha, nishka kasha. Ki lesli bedalet. Reb Shmuel also holds that there is this principle of pitikar yari v'soysim. He says, but you can't go and push the envelope. You can't do it on all four sides. Shalish isle, if you only talk about three sides. In other words, if you had a gazebo which had at least one full wall, I'll fill up the other three walls with pitikra. But it doesn't have any walls whatsoever. So therefore, in our case, you cannot say we're talking about a case where you asked that Shmuel never holds a pitikra. No, Shmuel does hold a pitikra. And therefore, if you had one wall, the pitikra would help to go and fix up the wall. I still don't understand. You said that according to Shmuel, we just don't say four walls, but we do say three. If you say three, then certainly you say two. So, Ibazoi, even though the front wall fell down, that's no problem. Pitikra Ibazoi. So that's why the Mishnah has to talk about two walls, both the front wall and the back wall. Front wall, back wall, makes no difference. Up to three walls, including three walls, they come tumbling down. Pitikar yari v'soysim. What's the issue? That's the kasha on Shmuel. Mikom mokom kasha. Everything more kidamri be rav mishmei derav. Just like Rav finished a moment ago. Kikon shen nifras bekeren tzobis. Kiri bala achsoin. Hachanami Shmuel also agrees. Kikon shen nifras bekeren tzobis. Even though it said Bishtei Ruchais. Shtei Ruchais doesn't mean north and south. It means north and east. The northeastern corner came tumbling down. Uh-huh. And what's the issue? The issue is not the question of the Pitikra Yoyd V'soysim, but the problem is the Kiruyoy B'Arba. The one means Kiruyoy B'Arba. Or it actually shouldn't be B'Arba, it should be B'Arbo'ah. What does Igmar mean by this? So for this, we have our picture over here. The picture on the left-hand side of the Rashi. It's not perfect because you're looking at it from a funny angle from the top, as opposed to looking at it from the front. The key to understanding the picture is that we kept talking about northeastern corner, according to this picture. The Koisel Tzvoini is on the left, so that's the Tzvoini. Otak is the northeastern corner. So it's northeast, it's left-hand corner. The Mizrach here is on the right, on the top, and the Tzofen is on the left, northeastern corner. I would normally think of that as northwestern, but that's the way they've labeled it, Mizrachi and Tzvoini. Good. So what happened now? It wasn't that it was a nice, easy cut straight down the middle, like you went and took a knife and cut from the roof down to the floor and cut off an area of 11 amos. Remember, according to Shmuel, it's talking about yes and meyeser. That's not what happened over here. It was a jagged cut. What do you mean a jagged cut? That went in and out, in and out, in and out. To be able to go and fill up this, the missing parts, by using the concept pitikra yoyd v'soysim, you're going to have to do that four times. And that's how you see over here the picture.
A step function.
Ah, so you get the idea. But not steps that you walk on, but steps that you look at the walls as if they're steps. Now, you see in the picture, it says Dalit on the right-hand side, and then it says Hey, and then it says Hey va'oid, and then it says Dalit. The Dalit refers to four tvachim, and that's what the Gemara is saying is, the kiri ba'arba tvachim. The hay is referring to five amos, and the hay va'oid is referring to another five plus amos. Because we want to go and establish that this opening was more than 10 amos, so you have to five plus five and a bit. So 5 plus 5.1 is 10.1. It's yes or b'eser. But it wasn't an even cut, as we said. It's talking about it was such a jagged cut. So from the Koisel Mizrahi on the top, first the storm caused that part of the wall and part of the ceiling fell off, part of the roof fell off. Four tvachim. And then guess what happened? And then it recessed 5 amos. Or extended 5 amos. And then once again at the corner, it went another 5 amos. And then again it went another 4 tvachim. So as a result of the fact that you want to be able to go and fill this up, fine. Shmuel says you can do p'tikar yoyed v'saisim. He holds it's not talking about lachsoin, not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. You can do p'tikar. But you can do p'tikar up to 1, 2, or 3 times. He can't do p'tikra 4 times. And he can have p'tikra 4 times because it's as if you're going to have 4 virtual walls because of the step nature of the damage here. You're going to have a wall coming down where it says Dalit. You're going to have a wall coming down where it says Hey. Another wall where it says Hey Va'oid. Another wall where it says again Dalit. And that's why you have to have 4 walls coming down. You only say p'tikra yosef v'soysim 3 times, but not 4 times. And in fact, the Gemara is going to say that's the reason why Rav cannot learn like the pshat of Shmuel, because Rav learns you can have 4 walls b'tikra, like we saw by the gazebo, by the echsada. So back to the Gemara now. So the Gemara question different becomes of the kiruya b'arba'a. Kiruya b'arba'a means that they were 2 of the walls that fell down were 4 tvachim, and the other 2 altogether was more than 10 amos. And therefore, bottom line is we have now a pirtza more than 10 amos, where P ticker won't help, because to fill up the space we're going to have 4 virtual walls, and Shmuel holds up to 3, you don't say 4. Now Shmuel, why doesn't Shmuel look at that? Bottom line is both the first pshat of Rav and the pshat of Shmuel both start off the same way, that we're talking about Bekeren Zavius. So why don't we end up the same way? Shmuel Yomakarav, because Allah's in Lektoni. It doesn't say anything in our Mishnah about that this roof was different than the normal construction by Yom Mehein, where the normal construction at those times was flat. And according to Rashi, here it was at a slant. And it doesn't say anything like Tosis says, that it cut through in such a slanty way, and that's what undermined the P'tikra concept. So, says Shmuel, I don't like the Alachsim pshat. That's why I rather prefer my pshat, where you have a storm, and the storm, of course, is not going to go and cut it the way you and I would like it to cut it. It's going to cut it 4 different ways, and you have to have 4 different walls, and that's why you had a problem. Rav says the fact that there are 4 cuts in the wall and in the ceiling, big deal. 4, that's fine, it's like an achsadr. Now the Gemara repeats once again the Gemara that we had 10 lines ago. If you have this gazebo, Rav, because you have p'tikra yoyed v'soysim on all 4 sides, because Shmuel hold up to 3 p'tikras, but not 4. And again, the Gemara repeats, Rav, so therefore you'll have to go and carry throughout the whole gazebo, and therefore you'll have to go and carry in the house of Shmuel if the cut in the northeastern corner was such a jagged step type of damage, where you put down 4 walls, that works. 4 p'tikras works. Shmuel, however, says, Shmuel, when you have 4 walls only by 3 walls. Whether, again, the machloikis between the Tanoim and Amishnah, or Rav and Shmuel, is a machloikis that got be Eser, or yes or me Eser, where you do say p'tikra, where you don't say p'tikra, mention on that, we're going to continue tomorrow, from the word be Eser, 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Any questions, Rabbi Sai?